This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We'll reach the glove, but we'll find out. Let's go out to Cincinnati.
Oh.
Because we've got the voice of the Giants on the line. It is Dave Fleming, who joins us now on the River Islands guest line. And Dave Fleming is brought to you by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors, homeowners, and the community in Marin for over 50 years. Visit their showroom today. Dave, great to have you on. It's Joe Shasky. I'm Mark Randy, in for Joe Spadoni today. How you doing? Happy.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March. So Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy opening day, Dave.
Happy opening day. It's like Christmas morning. For those of us who care about this game, it's a great day. I was up. In fact, Logan Webb was up with me. We were in the lobby at like 7:30 a.m. going, now what? We got 8 hours until the game. What do we do? It's hard to sleep today. I'm excited.
Yeah, and I think it's appropriate you bring up Logan Webb because I'm looking at this team right now. And look, you know, it's Giants fans have been in a malaise for quite some time. But I'm looking up and I'm trying to tell these people in the area, like, hey, look, I hear you and I feel you, but things are a-changing. Logan Webb is a stud. I mean, he has led baseball in innings year after year, it feels like. And now you've got Adames and Chapman and Jung-Hoo Lee and Ramos and Bailey, and we'll see with Fitzgerald at second base. But you've got at least five locked in, ready to go, everyday players. Things are changing. We should feel optimistic. It's day one of Buster Posey's whole new regime here, and I feel it. Do you guys feel it being with the team?
Oh, 100%. I mean, there's a huge amount of optimism inside the team. Now, you know, the games start, and sometimes you get slapped with some cold reality, and I think Buster's kind of tempering. You know, I think Buster's very happy with the way everything has gone this camp. It's been a highly successful spring training. I think he really feels like there's been buy-in from everybody, front office, coaches, players, how we want to play, how we want the Giants to look on the field, what style of play, what, you know, what things are we emphasizing? There's been a huge amount of buy-in, but I think Buster also is enough of a realist to know, like, look, the games start and, you know, usually the team with the best players wins, and it's hard to win at this level. And so, you know, that feeling can go away temporarily you know, if you don't win games. I think what Buster's trying to build, though, is a belief in that culture that rides out no matter how the on-field results are. And I think that's what he believes is sustaining. If you build that identity as a franchise, as a team, then you ride the waves of ups and downs and get through it better on the other side. And you accumulate more and more good players like the ones you just talked about. I mean, you didn't even mention there's a whole group of younger guys, pitchers especially, who have a chance to be a huge part of the Giants' future. You know, starting with the guy who won the fifth starter spot, Landon Root, but Hayden Birdsong is supremely talented. The pitching staff's too talented for Kyle Harrison, who has had a really solid start to his big league career. He didn't even make the team. So there's a lot of reasons to be optimistic as the season starts.
Flem, one of those reasons is the guy that you guys both just talked about, Willy Adames specifically. What is he going to bring to this team? I mean, he's about to make his Giants regular season debut. I think a lot of us baseball fans know the kind of player that he is, but his impact goes beyond the stats that he puts up. What does Willy Adames mean to this Giants team this year?
We'll see. But I mean, already the energy level, the enthusiasm, I mean, this is a sport of attrition. Baseball is such a grind, and I think it's really hard for anybody who doesn't put the uniform on to really understand what those players go through for 6 months of every single day, essentially, having to get ready for a game, prepare your body, go through the punishment, the injuries, the dings, whatever, and do it day after day after day. It's an incredible grind, and this guy just has an ability to show up every day like Matt Chapman does, with a smile on his face, with a bounce in his step. That is a skill, big time. And so, you know, that there's something about that that just is infectious, almost in like a shaming way, like, hey, I can do it. You guys can do it too. So I think that's kind of maybe the off-field stuff that you're talking about, or the non-stats production stuff. But the other part of it is that the Giants did not get production from their shortstop spot last year. Now, they did for the month that Tyler Fitzgerald was red hot. They got a lot of it, and they played pretty well during that stretch. And so he's just going to be a massive upgrade over what they've had out there the last few years. And he's going to be in there every day. And the Giants really believe like they have the best left side of the infield in the game. And I think he's a great fit with the Giants, great fit for what they want to do.
Yeah, I agree with you. And there's a lot of, the two guys, Adames and Chapman, like you said, I think we kind of know that their baseball card, these are really good to great ball players every day. Chung-Hoo Lee, I feel like this first couple of weeks, couple of months are really important for him to get off to a hot start. How critical is it for him to have a fully healthy season?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's, for me, at least at the beginning of the year, let's get the body right and prove to himself that he can be out there every day. The Giants want him to be an everyday guy, but it's been a few years now for him. I mean, he's only 25 years old, but it's been a few years for him, and that it does, you start to get a little worried about that, I think. The shoulder injury last year was a fluke, like it was just a fluky play. But, you know, then the back thing this spring, and he had the foot thing before he came to MLB. So I think for me, the first part of the year is let's just see him out there every day and get him used to that grind of a big league season and go from there. Because I think he's still, you and I have talked about it. Like the worst part about last year for me was he missed his learning year. He missed his year of reps and learning the league and learning the ballparks. We saw Jung-Hoo. I mean, he played so many of his games indoors as a pro in Korea that outdoor day games were a struggle for him. And it's not like he botched plays, but like he needs reps of looking up into the bright sun at 2:00 in the afternoon with the wind blowing. You got to go through that. And that's what he lost last year. So I'm not expecting like an MVP season from him statistically, because I still think he's got some learning to do to get to a higher level. I just want to see him stay on the field and do that learning firsthand. And I think that'll be a huge success. I really believe in the guy's talent level. I think he is a very talented athlete. He's much stronger than he looks in uniform. You know, you watch him from the stands and you kind of think he's not a big guy. Then you stand next to him and go, okay, that's different. He is a twitchy athlete who's got a combination of athleticism and true baseball skill. I think his ceiling is really high.
Voice of the Giants, Dave Fleming with us here on the Morning Roast on opening day as the Giants get set to do battle with the Reds in Cincinnati. Dave, you talked about the young pitchers that this Giants team has. I mean, Kyle Harrison didn't even make the opening day roster, and Hayden Birdsong's in the bullpen, and I know you're a fan of Landon Root. But beyond Logan Webb, I mean, there are fair questions about everybody else in the starting five. Verlander's 42, and Robbie Ray has Tommy John in the recent past, and then you've got Jordan Hicks, who hasn't pitched as a starter in a full season, and then you've got the young guys. So what do you expect from this starting group, obviously beyond Logan Webb? He's going to give you 30 starts, but how do you expect the other four positions to shake out this year?
Well, the path to the Giants being a really good team this year is through those guys, and not just those five. I mean, it's, you know, almost a 100% certainty that it'll be more than those five who constitute the Giants starting staff this year. But the path for the Giants to be a really good team right now, I mean, you know, I'm not saying this is a building year. The Giants have playoff expectations, but they are building towards something even more sustainable than what they have right now. But the path this year is those guys carrying the water, and they can do it. Justin Verlander looks like, I'm not saying he looks like MVP Verlander, because that guy was on a different plane, but he looks like the guy from 2 years ago who was still one of the better pitchers in the league. And Robbie Ray looks really good and healthy, and I think in better shape than he was. Last year, he was really strong. I think this year, he looks like he's in better shape, sort of different conditioning coming into this year. Hicks, almost the opposite way. Jordan looks stronger to me, and he's got this sort of idea that he's going to let it all hang and not kind of dial back like he did last year. I mean, he's going to throw... I'm not saying he's going to throw like a closer at all times, but I think he's going to be more max effort as a starter. I have high hopes for that group. I think they've got way more upside than most baseball experts are giving them credit for.
I would agree with you, and I understand all of the red flags and everything. I love Hayden Birdsong so much. I want him to get into that rotation at some point. I'm looking at the bullpen though, Flem, and obviously Ryan Walker was excellent last year. Excellent. The guy who really disappointed and became extremely polarizing was Camilo Duvall. And I've only seen a couple of games, you know, because they've only broadcasted so many. He looks completely different to me. His mechanics look clean. He doesn't look rattled by the pitch clock. He wasn't shaking off the catcher seven or eight different times. He was throwing strikes. He had an awful season last year, almost a 5 ERA. I feel like he's the biggest bounce back candidate on the team. And if he's good to great, this bullpen can be great. What do you think when I say that?
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, and I think he's a big X factor for this team, because we sort of know going in what kind of games are the Giants going to be playing. The Giants are not going to be playing a lot of 10 to 8 games. They aren't. Ballpark dictates that. The roster dictates that. So they're going to be playing close games and lower scoring games. And if you have Walker, Rogers, Duvall, forget everybody else. I mean, they have other talented arms. Randy Rodriguez has a lot of upside. Eric Miller had a great year last year. I'm putting those guys aside. If you just have in the final three innings, in whatever combo you need to use them day to day, Walker, Duvall at his, you know, regular level, and Tyler Rogers, that's an awesome combo. You can win a ton of games late by just having those three. But the key is Camilo's got to be himself. And I don't know. You and I talked a lot about this last year. I don't want to say something that sounds too harsh or too mean, but I could see it coming last year. He just wasn't as focused as he needed to be. I don't know why that was. I'm not putting the blame necessarily solely on him. You're an athlete. You got to take some of that blame. Whatever was going on, you could see it coming. And a lot of it was that lack of attention to details, whether it was warming up on time or base runners at first. Now, is he going to be perfect at that stuff this year? I don't know that he is. But I do believe he's in a better frame of mind to be a dominator than he was last year. So for him, we know the talent level. Guy's got an amazing arm. it's that other stuff that needs to get cleaned up, and I think it's mostly been cleaned up.
You know, it's funny that you kind of subtly threw that in there. It's not just Camilo. A lot of these guys, they struggle to hold runners on, and then they have the high leg kick, and it makes it nearly impossible for Bailey to be able to throw anyone out because guys are getting such a great jump, and with the limited amount of throwovers and stuff, I guess where I'm going is they've shored up their defense. Right, they've gotten a little more pop in the lineup by guys coming through and signing Adames. It's the little things for this team. Defense up the middle, which I feel like is improved. Throwing strikes, and you've got some strike throwers and Robbie Ray and Verlander coming back, and then all of the little details in the margins. This team was just awful, like awful the last couple of years, and that's the one thing that I think like. Baseball guys, you know, you got a baseball guy at the top of the list in Buster Posey. I'm really hoping that the attention to details of all the things you're referencing and alluding to are just tightened up. They can win an extra 5 to 10 games off just that alone. It sounds obscene to say out loud, but I feel like that's right.
You are what you emphasize. You are. It's true. And I'm not, this sounds like me killing somebody else that I'm not in the 49ers locker room every day. But you've got a head coach who's a brilliant head coach with the 49ers who hates special teams and doesn't want to deal with it. So what do you get? You get the worst special teams in the league because you don't emphasize it. You are what you emphasize. And the Giants over the last few years, whatever, you know, lip service has been paid to it, have not done a good enough job of emphasizing that stuff. And there has to be, it's not just talking about it. There has to be accountability to it too. And so, we'll see how tough minded the Giants are when some players stop doing those things. And we'll see if there's consequences to that. My favorite thing about spring training this year was there was real actual competition. Guys were pissed at the end of spring training who didn't make this team, who expected to make this team. And I don't blame them for being mad. And I'm glad that they're mad. You should want to be in the big leagues. But that is a good, healthy precedent to set. Christian Koss is on this opening day roster. He was on nobody's radar at the start of spring. And he did? He went out there and every single time they gave him a chance, he showed his best stuff. He was an excellent defender all spring. He put the barrel on the ball. He got guys in. He had the situational at bats. Everything that they talked about, this kid did it. And so what do? You back up what you're saying and you reward him by putting him on the team. And I really like the precedent that sets.
Dave, if I were to ask you, like last year, no one saw Ryan Walker having the year that he had. No one saw Elliot Ramos having the year that he had. I gave up on him and I feel foolish having done so. If you were to, and this is, it's a dark horse, random kid. Who's the guy either in the minors or on this roster that could have a bust out year? If you had to, randomly pick one, a dark horse guy, is it a Wizenhunt, an Eldridge, a Matos, Luciano, someone I'm not thinking of, who would you bet on?
Yeah, that's a good hard question. Cause there are fewer spots this year. There are, and I don't feel like Birdsong counts. I think Birdsong's going to get his chance and I think he's going to take advantage of his chance at some point. And Roop doesn't count. He's on the radar now, not off the radar. Carson Wisenhunt looks the part to me. I think that guy is ready to go. And they just, not only do they not have room for him on the opening day roster, they hardly had room for him to really get him in games during camp. He got in some games, but not enough. I do believe that guy is going to be a contributor this year to the major league team. I think a guy who's on the roster who nobody talks about, who is really talented, is Randy Rodriguez. I like him. I like his attitude. I like his approach. I think Randy is a valuable part of this team right now and is going to be more and more valuable as it goes along. And I'll give you one more who I just have a hunch at some point is going to help the Giants, and that's Wade Mechler. I am a believer in this guy. I am a believer in Wade Mechler. I think he brings some stuff that's different and weird, and he's a hard player to evaluate, and he's not big, and he doesn't have a lot of power. I believe in his talent level and drive, and I think he's going to help this team at some point.
Hey, Flem, we'll get you out of here with this one. I know you said the Giants have playoff expectations, and that is right. and hope springs eternal, but you're in a pretty rough division. You got the Dodgers, you've got the Padres, you got the Diamondbacks. What's realistic expectations for this Giants team? What do you think is fair?
If you pass even one of those teams in the final standings, to me, you've accomplished something. That's how tough the division is. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying their goal is to finish third. It is not their goal. But if they do leapfrog even one of those three teams, they will have done some good stuff this year. That's how hard the division is. My goal for this team, just asking me, is forget about them. Forget about your direct competition. I'm not saying those games aren't going to be important. I'm saying there's been too much around here, our fans, our franchise, all of us, me included, way too much whining and thinking about the Dodgers especially, but everybody else. Forget about that. Focus on who you are, the best version of you, and let the rest take care of itself. And I think that's just it's just a much healthier way to be. Have your own vision of yourself. Don't try to match star power, this and that, or young guy versus young guy. Forget about that. Like, focus on being the best version of you, and it can be a successful year for the Giants. I like the direction they're going. I think good things are coming for this team. Whether that manifests itself in a ton of wins this year, we'll see. The competition is extremely stiff. But my mantra for myself this year is to stop worrying about that and just worry about the stuff in front of this team and see where that goes.
Mm. Great stuff, Flem. Hey, it's great to hear your voice, and we'll catch up with you every week this year.
See you, pal. Bring home a win.
We got a parade starting in a few minutes. Oof. Here in Cincinnati. This franchise started in 1869. The Giants started in 1883. This is the 143rd year of Giants baseball.
Wow.
Think about that for a minute, that we're starting today. That is pretty, remember, the world was a little different when the Giants started, and here we are still caring, still passionate about this team. I think that's pretty cool.
Dave, I'll save it for next week. The city connects. They need to call me up. I will help them. We just need to go. The Chrissy Mathewson all black New York Giant ones from the early 1900s would have been better than what they did. That's for another conversation at another time. I'm so pumped for today. Go Giants.
Yeah, no City Connect focus today. Let's focus on opening day. We can get to that. See you guys.
All right, thanks, Dave. That was Dave Fleming, brought to you
love
by Rafael Lumber and Building Supply, serving contractors.